If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hi, and welcome to Hello Pine Knob, the podcast about everything that's going on at the historic Entertainment Amphitheater located in Independence Township, Michigan, just north of Detroit. I'm your host, Gary Graff, and for our seventh episode of the season, we've got another set of conversations about Pine Knob and the artists who are playing and have played there, including Hailstorm, Billy Idol, Dierks Bentley, and star drummer Tommy Clufetos. We'll start this episode with our latest Pine Knob photo profile, this one coming from June 21st, 2019, the final photograph from Bob Seger's final hometown concert in the Detroit metro area. Seger played six shows at Pine Knob that month for his Roll Me Away final tour, which wrapped up a few months later in Philadelphia. Pine Knob house photographer Chris Schweigler was tapped to capture one last image of Seger leaving the stage after ending the night with Rock and Roll Never Forgets, an important task that yielded one of the most iconic photos in Pine Knob history. We got a hold of Chris recently to tell us how he got the shot.
So days leading up to the final night at Pine Knob, Bob's team and I chatted on the phone a few times on what type of shot they wanted to capture for that moment. The plan ended up being to have me on stage behind Bob to capture him and the crowd together, to show the emotion of the crowd, to show him interacting with the crowd. They wanted kind of to get that same feeling of a photo that they have from the first time Bob and the Silver Bullet Band played Pine Knob back in 1977. So when the time came, I was only allowed to shoot that last song. So they led me up on stage. They put me in the spot they wanted me to stand. And I just had to wait for that time and moment to happen. And you really only get that split second to capture that moment. So you have to be ready. You have to make sure everything is dialed in. Got to make sure you have the right exposure. Got to make sure you're just everything. The lighting is good. You just got to anticipate the moment. And when the moment comes, you better make sure you get the shot. And waiting, you wait for that shot, and then it happens. And you want to take in the moment, but at the same time, you need to get the shot. So it's a little nerve-wracking that, you know, you're watching, shooting, and trying to absorb everything at the same time. And then the moment's done in a split second. And then you look down at your camera and you hope you got that shot. And that night, I was on my A game and captured that perfect moment of Bob with his hand up in the air, addressing the crowd, waving. And you see people singing and crying because they know they'll never see Bob at Pine Knob again. So it was an honor to be able to capture that moment, capture something that would be cherished for lifetimes down the road.
To get a look at Chris's photo from that final Seger concert, visit 313presents.com. In the more recent past, we caught up with Hailstorm, who played at Pine Knob for a sixth time on August 19th. Drummer RJ Hale tells us that it was another happy visit for the quartet.
Oh, it was great. It was awesome. The weather held up. we got a little bit of rain that day, but that is to be expected up there sometimes, you know, especially that time of year. But it was great. And honestly, like this whole tour with Volbeat and the Ghost Inside has been just such a breeze. Like they're just, everybody gets along great. Really, there's no assholes on this tour, which really makes it way more enjoyable. So that combined with playing at the Great Pine Knob just made for an incredible night.
RJ adds that Pine Knob has become something of a home for the band as well.
It's always great. We played that venue a bunch of times, but we never played it back when it was Pine Knob. But now it's Pine Knob again. So here we are. But yeah, it's a great venue. It sounds awesome. The staff are great. It's pretty legendary, and it's very scenic too. Love all the greenery around the venue. Yeah, you can see the history. I mean, it looks like it's been there for a while. It looks like it's seen a lot of stuff. It's got a lot of miles on it, but some of those venues are the best because they're just so dialed in. The sound is amazing. Like they've done a great job acoustically treating it, and yeah, like even like backstage, you can tell that, you know, when you see pictures of all the huge artists that have played there, you definitely feel the gravity.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
That was particularly true for Hailstorm last year when it played on a bill with Detroit's own I Prevail at Pine Knob.
One really amazing moment that I remember last year when we played with I Prevail, because they're from there, and that was like their venue that they would go to all the time to see big acts. And I remember Eric from I Prevail saying on the mic, like we've been coming to this venue, this is like, you know, basically our home, and now we're finally co-headlining it. And it was like, yeah, it was like, I think it was like the first time that they ever actually got to like fully headline that venue. So yeah, that was a really awesome moment to see. And really cool that we got to be part of it.
Fans on the 19th noticed that Hailstorm's set concentrated on the group's latest album, Everest, which was less than 2 weeks old at the time. We asked RJ why Hailstorm took that route this time.
I did look at the set list. I'm like, wow, the whole like big chunk of the middle of the set is like all new songs back to back to back. And I think we did that for selfish reasons, mostly because we love playing the new stuff. It's really fun to play. We're very blessed that a lot of our fans want to hear the new stuff. You know how it goes, where a band goes up on the mic and they're like, okay, now we're going to play a new song. And the whole crowd is like, great, we're going to go to the bar, you know. But it really hasn't been the case with this album. Like, everyone's really stoked and everybody's loving it. So yeah, like really glad that everybody still enjoyed it.
And as usual, RJ played part of his drum solo with a giant pair of sticks, which has become a regular part of the Hailstorm show.
Those are basically just novelty giant drumsticks. You can get them on the internet, you know, for like $40 or whatever. But the first pair I ever got was from a fan who owned a Chuck E. Cheese franchise. And he was like, hey, these are hanging on the wall at one of our stores, and we're going to be closing it down, and we were just going to throw them away, but I'll give them to you if you want them. And I'm like, sure, yeah. So he brings them out to his show, and he's like, here you go. You can hang them up on your bedroom wall or whatever. And I'm like, no, I'm going to play with them tonight. And so I did, and the crowd loved it. And ever since then, we've been stuck with that. You know, that the big drumsticks gag, we tried to retire it a couple times, but the audience gets upset when that happens. Like, this one fan, remember this one show, we were like, let's skip the big sticks today, like it's getting tired. And this one fan was like, I brought my daughter, we drove 4 hours and we wanted to see the big sticks. And I was like, oh god, I'm sorry. Now we're stuck with it. We made our bed and now we're stuck with it.
Our thanks to RJ Hale for chatting about Hailstorm's recent appearance at Pine Knob. In the realm of coming attractions, we have Billy Idol hitting Pine Knob on Thursday, August 28th. It will be the Rebel Yell Man's first appearance there and in the metro area period since 2019, and he comes with a new album, Dream Into It, which is his first full-length album in 11 years, although he's released a pair of EPs during the interim. Billy co-wrote all 9 songs with his longtime guitarist Steve Stevens and others, and it features guest appearances from Joan Jett, who's opening for him at Pine Knob, as well as Avril Lavigne and Alison Mosshart of The Kills and The Dead Weather. Billy tells us he took a specific approach to making this album.
We've got a band-sounding album. That's what it sounds like to me, which is something we've always gone for in with my rap music, with me and Steve. We've always liked the idea that, yeah, it's a solo artist, but really we're looking for a band feel. You know, we've always gone for that. I think we've very much got that on this record. Like me with a three-piece. I don't think I've really been with a three-piece since Generation X, you know, so even though I know this, Steve doubles his guitars, but that's the sound of it. It's actually me and a three-piece. You know?
Because of that, Billy says the new songs are made for live performance, and he's been including several in his concerts so far.
A lot of them are up-tempo. They're going to be fun to do. And then I'm touring with Joan, so it's likely we'll do Wildside. And on the tour, so I'm just really looking forward to it. We'll intersperse the new stuff with the old stuff. I think that's probably the best way to do it at first. That we'll see what the reaction to the album is. And then maybe as time goes on, we'll put more songs in, the more we get, see the reaction we get to the album. I mean, I think people are going to really like it.
Dream Into It also has an autobiographical theme running throughout the album. A new documentary, Billy Idol Should Be Dead, was being produced as he was making the album, which Billy says influenced his songwriting during the process.
I was bouncing off the documentary because, yeah, I was kind of running into a lot of thoughts about the past, sort of about how today, you know, today, the future and the past. Like one part of me in the past, one part of me in today, one part of me looking forward. And that's very much what the album's about. It's not just about the past. I mean, it's about me today, sometimes thinking about what's going on today and then reflecting on the past.
The documentary was premiered at this year's Tribeca Film Festival during June in New York, and we're awaiting word on further plans for it. Like many of his fellow rockers, Billy is mourning the death of Ozzy Osbourne, who he performed in honor of at Osbourne's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction as a solo artist last October in Cleveland.
Well, I've been watching Ozzy my whole life. I saw Black Sabbath 1 month before their first album came out, and I was right at the front, and Ozzy's tassels were touching, you know, tassels of his tassel coat were touching me, so... So I've been watching him my whole life, and then getting to know him as well has been fantastic. And yeah, he's just one of those people that you really look to in lots of ways, you know, because he's having fun at the same time as doing what he loves.
It was Osbourne who suggested that Billy should also be in the Rock Hall, and Idol was on the ballot this year, though he did not get elected. After helping to induct Osbourne, he tells us he'd love to have the opportunity to.
That would be an incredible thing. You know, I even think back to Buddy Holly or Little Richard or Chuck Berry or Bo Diddley. It's like, wow, the idea of, you know, I mean, and also the Aussies induction was really good fun. It was a great night. I enjoyed, you know, I met, ran into so many people I knew, and then I met a load of new people too. It was actually a great night. So I know a lot of people kind of say funny things about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but actually it was a great night. So it'd be fantastic to be inducted. And, you know, Steve's going to be inducted with me if we make it. So I think he deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, definitely.
Once again, that's Billy Idol with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts on Thursday, August 28th at Pine Knob. Two nights later, on August 30th, it's 99.5 WYCD Hoedown time again, this time with Dierks Bentley headlining and joined by Zach Topp and the band Lula. It's the eighth time Dierks has played at Pine Knob, and he tells us crowds should pretty well know what to expect by now.
People ask, like, you know, what can we expect in the show, what kind of shows? And I'm like, you know, there's crowds that come up to party, and as a band, where our show is kind of leans more that way. We want to be part of the party as well, so it's a kind of a loud rocking show. Everything's plugged in, turned on, cranked up, and having a blast, man.
Dierks adds that he'll, as usual, be offering some different musical flavors throughout the night.
I love country music, it's funnest 99% of the time, but I also love the writing of rock music sometimes, where you just can't tell exactly what the song's about. You know, I used to think that was kind of a bad thing. It's a great country songwriting is about delivering a message, but no, I do like songs where it's like it could mean different things to different people. Like, And I try to do that like once alone or something where it's, you know, it leaves it open to interpretation to the fans where they can apply it to their lives. And a song, some songs this record that could go, you know, could be interpreted however, in different ways, different moments of people's lives and what's going on.
In addition to recording and performing, Dierks is also father to three children, including a son whose travel hockey schedule periodically brings him back to the Detroit metro area. Dierks tells us that he's happy to juggle all those responsibilities.
Whatever world I'm in, I jump in with both feet. When I'm out here doing this thing, there's no one having more fun on the stage or in the crowd than I am. But when I go home, man, within, you know, 2 minutes, I'm down there on my knees hanging out with the girls. So it's a crazy back and forth, but I love it.
That's Dierks Bentley headlining this year's 99.5 WYCD Hoedown on August 30th at Pine Knob. The night after Hoedown, Tommy Clufetos is bringing his new band, Tommy's Rock Trip, to town, opening for Ted Nugent at the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater. For those who may not know, Tommy is a world-class drummer from Detroit who's played with Alice Cooper, Rob Zombie, and both Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath, among others. Tommy has performed at Pine Knob many times with those bands, and he tells us that it was always a thrill to come home to perform there.
To play there was always, I hate to say anything is ever any more special than any other gig. I never treat it any, but you do get that feeling when you drive in to the security gate where you see the woods and you get memories do come back as you walk into that gig. You see those green chairs out there. And so I remember I would walk in, you kind of see the same backstage security guy. You would see a lot of the same Detroit people that maybe I saw somehow growing up, you know, doing gigs. Maybe you would see certain backstage stage hands or something, and then you'd see them again in Detroit. And this is maybe 25 years later from when I was a little guy to then I'm getting to do a gig there. And you go out there and it's just a familiar feeling. So you do get that, you know, you remember being a kid sitting in the seats and then you see some kids sitting in the seats, you know, you get that. For me, that was kind of special because I had seen so many concerts there.
You can rest assured Clufetos had plenty of memories from seeing shows at Pine Knob too.
My father taking me to see Bob Seger there. And I remember, I think it was maybe his 96 tour. He did a Pine Knob show there. I saw him. And he had been gone a long time at that time. And I think Charlie Martin, the drummer, came out and sang. And I remember Drew Abbott came out. And I just remember, I was young. I was maybe 15 or something at the time and seeing Bob Seger. And I remember my dad taking me see David Lee Roth multiple times at Pine Knob. I do get those, I guess, nostalgia feelings from being a little kid whenever I would play gigs there.
Clufetos adds that the acts he toured with were always excited to come to Pine Knob and really anywhere in the metro area.
I would always get stories from Ozzy about how great the crowds were playing Cobo Hall. I remember he said one time he played Cobo Hall and they were walking outside and they all had their platform boots on, which they would get from England and stuff like that. And nobody had ever seen that. And up pulls this car and they roll down the window and they go, "Sam, man, where'd you get them boots?" And it turned out it was Sly Stone. And he probably told me that story about eight times every time we played Detroit. But he always told me about Cobo Hall and Nugent. I got so many, you know, Nugent, you get so many stories of the scene back then of playing in Detroit in the Grandy Ballroom and all the great things with the MC5 and Alice Cooper Group and Bob Seger and SRC and all the cool, the Frost and all the cool, the Brownsville Station.
Clufetos took part in the July Back to the Beginning concert that was the last for both Osbourne and Black Sabbath and attended Osbourne's funeral in England on July 31st. He's still mourning his former employer and friend.
Grateful that I got a wonderful 15 years to play drums behind Ozzy. That's really how I feel.
Clufetos has released some things already with Tommy's Rock Trip, and he's looking forward to getting the band out there and playing its music for people.
It's just a rock band that I kind of slowly started. I did a record a couple years ago, and I started it when I was in Los Angeles, and now I came to Tennessee, and it's my take on what I think rock and roll should be, how it should be played. I created a little show that to me, especially for an opening band that's that's just beginning, it's quite the powerful punch. So if people come out, I think even if you don't know the music, the tunes have the hooks and the energy and the vibe that you're going to be like, what? Who was that?
That's Tommy Clufetos, whose Tommy's Rock Trip will be an opening for Ted Nugent on August 31st at the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater. And that's it for this episode of Hello Pine Knob. Hello Pine Knob is produced by Ryan Anderson for Odyssey and is available wherever you get your podcasts or through the 313 Presents website. 313presents.com also has all the information you need about concerts coming to Pine Knob, as well as other venues around the metro area. I'm Gary Graff. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you out on the Hill.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.